Okay, we got to the Gemara, bottom of Ayin Hem Beis. Itma. Cham, let's say cham, if something hot falls into something hot, let's say hot meat falls into hot milk, or hot kosher falls into hot that's not kosher. So if it's hot into hot, divya kol aser. So everybody holds that that they're going to give blias to each other, and therefore they're going to become aser. Tzainin l'seich tzainin, cold into cold, divya kol mutter, because there's no blias going back and forth. Cham l'seich tzainin, tzainin l'seich cham. What happens if one's hot and the other one's cold? So if hot falls into cold, or cold falls into hot. So Rav Omar Ilo Govar, Shmuel Omar Tato Govar. So Rav says that the upper one overpowers the bottom one, and therefore if it hot falls into cold, it would be a problem, it's going to be Balea. But if cold falls into hot, it's going to cool the other one down, and it's not going to be Balea. Shmuel Omar Tato Govar. Shmuel says, no, the bottom one is the one that overpowers. And therefore, it's going to be the exact opposite. When cold falls into hot, it's going to be Balea. But when hot falls into cold, then it won't be Balea. Tinan. Our Mishnah says, Notaf meirot voyal acheres. If some of the gravy of the Karban Pesach drips on cheres, on pottery, earthenware, v'chazer elav, and then it bounces back, yito as mekoyim. So now, you have to take out the place where the gravy bounced back, and the reason is because the gravy got cooked from the cheres, so it's no longer tzli'esh, and now that it went back into the Karban Pesach, so that part of the Karban Pesach is also because it has in it the gravy that's not tzli'esh. Kosal kedaita becheres seinenes. As of now, we're assuming that it bounced onto a piece of cheres that was cold. So Bishlam of the Rav Damar Ilah Gavar. So I understand according to Rav that he holds Ilah Gavar, the upper one is the one that overpowers Mishumach Yitoz Mekayim. That's why it's Yitoz Mekayim. Why? Because when the gravy bounces on the cheres, the gravy which is boiling hot, since you hold Ilah Gavar, that's going to warm up the cheres. The cheres in turn is going to start cooking the gravy. So now when the gravy bounces back, it's going to be also gravy that bounced back into the meat. Because it's giving heat to the cheres, and but that's enough to be not tzli'esh anymore because the heat is further it's furthering the cooking.
You take a piece of chicken and put it onto a cold plate on Shabbos, you're cooking.
But on Shabbos, it's not a problem because it's in bishul achar bishul, but
it's not. If it's nice to make a lot of juice on it.
Bishop,
put it onto a
cold plate. I don't know. Bishop. So the gravy cooked up the cheres. Maybe the cheres now in turn cooks the gravy. Therefore, now the gravy is not sliyeh, so when it goes back, that's why Yitol's Mekayim, that's why you have to take out that part of the Karban Pesach. So, Mishumach Yitol's Mekayim, I understand why it's Yitol's Mekayim. It's also Roitiv, because the Roitiv goes Martech Le Cheres, it heats up the Cheres, Hada Cheres, and then the Cheres goes Martech Le Roitiv, and heats up the Roitiv. For Chihada Roitiv HaPesach, when the Roitiv goes back now to the Karban Pesach, Amatzi Pesach machas chamimus of the cheres. It's going to cook the Pesach also because of the heat of the cheres. Rachmana amar tzliyesh. Let's see machas darachet. It has to be dafka tzliyesh, not tzli because of anything else. Elish Shmuel damar tatogavar. But according to Shmuel, who Shmuel says tatogavar kivon ditzaynin hu. So if this piece of cheres is tzaynin, is cold. The Raitiv, so it cooled down the Raitiv. So if that's the case, by time the Raitiv, so first of all the Raitiv was cold, it didn't get cooked by anything else. And now when the Reitiv bounces back at the Karban Pesach also, the Reitiv is not going to end up cooking the Karban Pesach. So Amai Yitol's Mekayim, so what do you have to pull out that piece for? And for the Gemara, Kedama Rabbi Yirmi Amr Shmuel
Besed... Is this now Karban Pesach Pusay Kamu?
Where? If you hold that Hagava?
Rabbi Yirmi, now it's not Sayyid Pusay Kamu.
Well, I didn't get to Rabbi Yirmiyah yet. Yeah, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it's Cham B'Sei Cham, yes.
So both sheets are told now.
Yes, correct, yes.
Now it's Pasha.
Yeah, yes.
Everybody would be okay. Is this Kemach, what is it Chametz stick or is it Matzah Mil?
It's Matzah. It's not a problem of Chametz, it's a problem of Tzli Makos Davar Acher.
Right, that, okay, good. Yeah.
Right, so everything Amar Kedamar Rabbi Yirmi Amar Shmuel Besayis Reisachas. The same way that Rabbi Yirmi says in the name of Shmuel that we're talking about Soilis Reisachas, which will be in the next Gemara. We're talking about boiling flour. Hakanayim Becheres Reisach. So you're asking why is the cheres a problem? The cheres is a problem because we're not talking about a cold piece of cheres that landed on a cheres tray. We're talking about, let's say, the cheres of the oven. There's a piece of cheres that's hot. So therefore, that's why it's Tzli Machmas Davar Acher. Tanan. The next part of the Mishnah says, Notach meroitfoi ala seiles, if some of the gravy dripped on the flour, yikmoitz es mekoimoi. So then you have to take a handful of the flour out, because again, where the gravy landed in the flour, the flour is cooking that part of the gravy. It's tzlimach mazdabra acher, so therefore that gravy is no good. So Bishlam of the Rav, again, it's understood according to Rav Damri, Lo Gavar, Mishum Haki Yikometzizim Mekoyim, that's why you have to take out that place. Because even though the flour is cold, but the Mirtach Lo the Silas, the Hadar Hodane, the hot gravy is going to heat up the flour that's surrounding it. The Hadar Silas of Mirtach Lo, and then the Silas in turn is going to recook the gravy. It comes out that you're roasting the right of this gravy with the heat of the flour. So now it's a problem because it's no longer tzli esh because it was also roasted with something else in addition to the esh, which is the flour. But according to Shmuel, even the seiles say nenesi, since seiles is cold. Akurika maker onlay, so when the writer falls in, tatar garment means the bottom one overpowers. So if anything, the flour is going to cool down the writer and there won't be any bleas. So lomadi yikmitzah mekayme, so why do you have to take a kmitza? What's the problem? Every the Gemara Amar Birmiya Amar Shmuel Besedis Reisachas. We're talking about not that it was cold flour, we're talking about the flour was hot flour. The flour was cooked up for whatever reason. So now that the gravy fell into the flour, so now it's tzli machmas davar acher because it's not being roasted by the fire, but rather by the heat of the flour. Tinan, our Mishnah said, Sochoi b'shemen shel truma. If the Karban Pesach was anointed with the shemen of truma, im chaburis kehanim yoichlu, im shel Yisrael, so if it's oil of truma, so only Kehanim could eat it. So if everybody in the Chabur is Kehanim, fine. So no problem. Let the Kehanim eat it. Im Shal Yisrael, however, if it was a Chabur of Yisrael, so Im Chayu, so then it depends. If they did it while it's still roasted, while it's still raw, so at this point in time, it didn't absorb the Shemen, so all you could, so very simply, Yadichana, just wash it off. In Slihu, however, it's already roasted, so it's too late. Yiklev is Achitz, and you have to peel off the outer layer because it gets absorbed at least that far into the outer layer. That layer has to be peeled off. So Bishlam al Rav, Damri Lo Gavar, according to Rav who says Ilo Gavar, Amatu Lo Hakisagi Libaklipa. So over here the Ilo is cold. It's the oil, which is we're assuming is cold. The bottom, which is the Karban Pesach, is hot. That's what was roasted. So since Ilo Gavar, so therefore it doesn't really absorb properly. So only that surface that you put the oil on over there, it gets a little bit absorbed, and therefore it's just enough just to peel off the outer layer, and then the rest is good to go. Mishum dilah tzainin nu, because the upper part, which is the oil, is tzainin. El Shmuel damar tatah gavar, but according to Shmuel who says tatah gavar, and over here the tatah is the carbon pesach, so even the chamu, since that thing that's underneath, the bottom, which is the carbon pesach, is hot, mivla bala, so it should absorb. Amay sagel beklipa, why should it be sufficient to just peel off the outer layer, nitzalagami, let it totally get absorbed, and the entire thing should be aser. And for the Gemara, Shani Sicha, Sicha is different. The Mashu Ba'alma Hu Davida. The amount of oil that's used for Sicha is a very little amount. So since it's a tiny, small, minimal amount, even though it's hot, it has nothing to do with the fact that it's cold and it doesn't get absorbed, even though it's hot. It can't get absorbed more than just the surface because there's not enough to get absorbed further in. Says the Gemara, Tani Kavasi de Shmuel. I have a brisa that says like Shmuel, that says Tata Gava. Because it says, Cham Asi Cham Aser. If half falls into half, it's Aser, that's everybody agrees to. V'chein Tzayin L'Sei Cham, and so too, if cold falls into half, also Aser. Now that's like Shmuel, that Tata Gava. If you held like Rav that Ila Gava, so when Tzayin falls into Cham, it should be Mutter. What happens the opposite? If you have hot that falls into cold, or you have cold that falls into cold, madiach, all you got to do is wash it off. So, frank to Gemara, the raya to Shmuel is a good raya, but the save of the bais is still a little bit schwer, because madiach, when half falls into cold, why is it sufficient to wash it off? Even the chamu, since it's hot, ademekalei, as it's cooling down, it's impossible that it's not going to be boileya at least a drop. Klipa meaning by, and therefore it should need at least a klipa. Meaning, even though until now we're saying, according to Shmuel, tata gavar, and therefore if hot falls into cold, the cold cools the hot down, it doesn't happen instantaneously. So you're right, it's not going to absorb totally to make the whole thing usher, but at least that surface should be below a drop, and at least a klipa, you should have to be able to, you should have to remove the surface before you should be able to eat it. So says the Gemara, you're right. Ela Ema, you should read the Brayas as follows. Chamas Eitzainin Koylif. If hot falls into cold, then Koylif, you have to peel off that layer, that part that touched. Whereas if cold falls into cold, Matiach, all you have to do is wash it off. Tani Idach, we have another Brayasa. Basar Reseach, you have a hot piece of meat. Shenavol Seicholov Reseach that fell into hot milk. So, obviously, if it's Balea from each other, then it's going to be Basar Vachalov. V'chein Tzainin Shenavol Seicham, or Huadin, if the one that fell in was cold and it fell into hot. Because again, this Brisa, just like the previous Brisa, holds like Shmuel that Tata Gavar. So, in these two cases, also the whole thing's going to be also, because if you hold Tata Gavar, so the bottom one, is which is hot, is going to overpower the upper one, which is cold, and they're going to absorb from each other. They're going to absorb from each other. It's basav v'chalav. What happens if it was chama sech tzainin? If hot fell into cold, or tzainin the sech tzainin, or cold fell into cold, madiach, all you got to do is wash it off. So again, the Gemara goes through the same shach of Atariah. Chama sech tzainin, if hot falls into cold, madiach, why is it enough just to wash it off? Even the chamu, since it's hot, ademekele, as it's cooling down, yeshadele balaporta, it's impossible, inevitable, that's not going to absorb at least a drop. Klipa minyabai should leave, it should need at least a klipa. Min anachanami, the whole thing won't be also because you hold tata gavar and it's cooling down, it's not going to absorb a significant amount, but at least that surface, that outer layer should become usher. Eleima says, you're right. Chamas etzainain koilif. If hot fell into cold, you have to at least peel off that layer. Whereas if cold fell into cold, matiach, so then all you have to do is wash it off because it's not belay at all. Omar. We said that tzainin that falls into tzainin has to be washed off. Omar Avuna, that's only true if it's not salted. Avomolchoi, but once it's salted, aser. So even though it's tzainin, nonetheless it becomes aser. Why is that? The Amar Shmuel, because Shmuel said in Chulin, Maliach Hareu Kareseach, something that's salted We'll see soon how much salt there is over there, but something that's salted, harei u'peruseach, it's like it's boiling hot from a fire. In the same way that something that's roseach is boileya, so too that something that's salted is boileya. And kavush, something that's pickled, preserved, harei u'kemevusho, it's as if it's cooked.
When you say boileya harei u'peruseach, it means that,
if,
like according to Shmuel, would be the bottom one, and it would have to be the
tatar? No, so salt, so the Pesachim speak out, by salt it makes no difference, ilagav or tatar, because salt works differently than heat. It can't get cooled off. Right, it can't get cooled off. Right, so salt...
we say only one of them transfers. It's not going to drive in Shmuel.
That's ilagav or tatar, because if you hold the ilagav, so then the cold one on top will cool off the hot one on the bottom, but right. Salt doesn't get cooled off.
Oh, so either way, China.
Right. Right. So the Gemara Chulin over here, it's not really so much our sugya. The Gemara Chulin does discuss if one salted and one is bland. So is it a one way street or is it a two way street? Right. But it definitely doesn't make a difference if it's ilar or tatar, because the other one, the one that's salted for sure, is not going to get cooled off.
I understand, but
if it's ilah gavar or tatar gavar. So again, so Shmuel holds that meliach is like reseach, means something that's salted is just like its sli. So as much as sli is boileya and maflit, so too meliach is boileya and maflit. And kavush, something that's sitting in something that's preserving it, like sitting in a liquid. So harayu kavushu, that's just like cooked. So as much as Bishol is Baleya and Maflit, so that's how much Kavush is Baleya and Maflit. Amar Rava, and that says Rava, Hada Amar Shmuel Meliach Harei Ukeseach. That which Shmuel says, that Meliach makes it like Reseach, that being salted makes it as if it's boiling hot, Leya Maran Ela Shalei Necha Machaz Mochoy. That's only if it's salted to the point that you can't eat it because it's too salty as of now. So that then there's enough salt there to make it be Baleya and make it be Poilet. I will nechel machmas mochay, but if there's only a drop of salt on it, then it's still edible as is. So loy, so then that much salt is not going to make it roseach. So, like a piece of meat, when they salt it to kasher for sure, that's a ton of salt there. That's any nechel machmas mochay. But even without that much, certain things that are salted in order to dry them out and preserve them, so that as is, before they're washed off, they're definitely not edible. So those things are talking about considered roseach. But if a person takes a piece of meat and puts a drop of salt on it to make it taste good, and he's planning on eating it, it's nechel machaz mochel. That much meliach is not called is not sufficient to be called roseach. Right after it's washed off, it's taken off. Yeah. Ha'u ba goizla. There was this bird, this pigeon, the nafale. Kada de kamcha, that fell into a jug of kamcha, which is kutach, and kutach, as we know, is a dairy dip.
Yep.
So we have basar falling into cholov. Shaya Reb Chinina brei de rava mipashunya. So this person, Reb Chinina brei de rava mipashunya, said paskin that it's mutter. Amar Rava, so Rava said, man chachim le mishra milsa ki ha, who's smart enough, who's wise enough to permit this thing, ilav Rav Chanina brei de rabba mipashunya. Had it not been Rav Chanina brei de rabba mipashunya, the gavra rabba who, because he's a gavra rabba, he's a choshev person, and he chapped to say this distinction and say that it's mutter, because amalach he'll tell you ki amar Shmuel maliach harei ukeresach, even though Shmuel said maliach harei ukeresach, and this bar goyzla had salt on it, but nonetheless Shmuel only said his klal of Meliach Harei Kareseach She'enechel Machaz Mochay, only when it's salted to the point that it's Einechel Machaz Mochay. Hai Nechel Machaz Mochay, this Bar Goizla, there was only a small amount of salt on it. It wasn't the amount that it's Einechel Machaz Mochay. It was eaten, even it was edible, even as is with the salt on it. Therefore, it's not Reseach. If it's not Reseach, so it's like cold fell into cold, and that's why it's not Beleach. Says the Gemara, Vahani Mili Chai. That is only true that it's not going to be boileya with a little bit of salt when it's raw. Since it's raw, so the meat is still hard, and it's not hot, so it's not going to be boileya. I will tell you, once it was roasted, even if afterwards it's cooled down, so then klipa by klipa it's going to need at least a klip, because the meat already got soft, and then it's going to be able to at least the surface. There's something's going to get stuck in over there. Something's going to get absorbed over there, and at least the surface has to be removed. And this is only true if there's no cracks in the grooves in the meat. Also, then the whole thing becomes aser. So in Chulin, there's a machlokes how this pili thing works. Either because there's a lot more surfaces and it's going to be impossible to take off all the klipa, or some say even further, because there's cracks, it opens it up, it softens it up to the point that it could actually really be boileia.
Even saying that they said
it. Even though it's cold.
Right.
Even cold. Right. And there's shiloh over there if you need a little bit of salt, or even without the salt.
This came up for the first time in the
Right, yeah. It's the first time we have it. So there's a shiloh over there also if you need a little bit of salt or without anything. Then says the Gemara further, the mitvah to betavli, if it's spiced with different spices, also then regardless, it's also even without cracks, because again the spices soften it up, and it's going to be able to be baleya. And again, the way Rashi understands for sure, even if it's totally tzaynin, once it's cooked and it's soft and it's spiced, it's going to be it's able to be baleya, even though it's totally tzaynin.
For sure, we're talking about cold here.
Rashi says that for sure. Not everybody agrees, but Rashi says that for sure.
Right, so there are for sure.
What are you saying, Rory?
I'm saying we'll almost never have a case where it's mutter if it has seasoning
on
it.
Once it's cooked, right? Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's a chicken that's cold, that positive.
According to Rashi, according to Rashi, by meat once it's cooked, and Echanami, you don't have a heter anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's in the gear for millions of other things. Cheese into if cheese hits me or
right.
Yeah.
No, but the thing, if the meat is, if the soup is spiced, whatever it falls into is spiced. So
right. Maybe we only say that on meat. I don't know if we say that on other things. Okay, Omar Rav, Basar Shchuta. Okay, so now we're going to a new topic. Basar Shchuta. If you have a piece of meat that's a kosher piece of meat, it had a regular kosher shchita, shomein, and that's a fatty piece of meat. Shetzaloi, and you roasted that in basar nevela together with the meat of a nevela, kachush, that's a lean piece of meat. So, and they're roasting together in the same place, even though they're not touching each other. So aser, the kosher piece of meat becomes aser. My timer, mifat mi meadadi, because Rav holds, there's a concept called recha. Rav holds, chayshin and recha means not only when they touch each other do they give out blias, but even the reyach, the smell that comes out of it as it's cooking, that also is considered significant. And now Rav says a second chiddush. Not only does Rav hold that we're choshish for the recha, but he holds that only a fatty piece gives off recha, a lean piece doesn't give off recha. But over here, the fatty piece is going to go into the lean piece. It's going to pick up some tafras from the lean piece, and now that the lean piece has some recha in it, it's able to give it back out, and now it's going to go back into the fatty kosher piece and make the fatty kosher piece not kosher. And so my time mefatim me'adadi, because they're mefatim each other. I mean, the fatty piece gives off recha into the other one and fattens it up, and now it's going to in turn give it back to the basar shamin, which is kosher. The Levi Amar Levi says the exact opposite. Afilu basar shchuta kachush, even if the shechted one was the lean one, shetzalei im basar nevela shamin, and you roasted it together with a piece of nevela that was fatty, nonetheless mutter. My taima, and according to Levi, why is it mutter over there? Reich of Almahu, because he holds that it's just Reich over here. There's no mamish that's going back and forth from one to the other. They didn't touch each other. It's just Reich. Reich of Almosi. And Levi holds that Reich is nothing anyway. We're not choishes for Reich. So, for
Steve.
According to Levi, we're talking about any Tana, because he doesn't hold of Reich.
Even
in
Tanakata?
Yeah.
Okay.
So according to Levi, even if the fatty one was a not kosher one, which should have the most reicha, it's still not a problem. And kosher kain when they're equal, or kosher kain when the kosher one is the fatty one, and the non kosher one is the lean one. Ovid Levi uvda beiraish galusa. Levi paskin halakha l'maisa based on a story by the. Basically, Bigdi with Dover Acher, that there was a Gedi roasting together with a Dover Acher. Now, Dover Acher's pigs are usually very fatty, and Avo Pekin, he said it's not a problem because Lishitase, he held that Reichalav Nosehi. Meisrei, Ein Solon Shtei Psochim Keachod, you can't roast two carbon Pesachs together. Mipnei Ataruvis, because of Taruvis, because they're going to get mixed up. So, as of now, the Gemara. Assumes, what does it mean that they're going to get mixed up? My love, Tarubis Taimim. It means the tastes are going to get mixed up, meaning the Reach of one is going to go into the other, and the Reach of the second one is going to go back in the first, and each one is going to have a Tarubis of tastes, and each one is going to be eaten Shalai Lemnuyev, because my Karm Pesach has the taste of that group's Karm Pesach in it. The Kasha Levi. So, it's a Kasha on Levi, we see here that Reach Amilsi. Says the Gemara, no, that's not what it means. It means to say is because they might mix up the pieces. And Chabura Aleph might take the lamb of Chabura Beis, and Chabura Beis might take the lamb of Chabura Aleph. Nothing to do with the fact that the tastes are intermingling. Says the Gemara, Hakanam Mistaber, and it's Mistaber like that. Midukhtani Seifa, because the Seifa says, Afilu Gedi Utleh. You can't roast two together, even if one is a goat and one's a lamb. So, if the gufim, if the chash is you're going to mix up the gufim, so then that's the chiddush. Even if one's a goat and one's a lamb, alpha became and they're different. Nonetheless, we're still choshed that you might come to mix them up. But if we're talking about reich over here, that the tamim get mixed up. So what's the difference if it's what's the chiddush even if it's a gedi or tleh? If the reich goes from one to the other, so it makes no difference if they're both sheep or one's a sheep and one's a goat. Either way, the reich is getting mixed up. Because it's min b'she'enemim. But we're talking about obviously over here that there's the whole sugya. They're talking about reich to asid, and obviously there's enough reich not to be bato.
I mean, the whole thing, you
don't have to get out of it. Right. We're talking about this enough, right? So Elamai, so Fractic Mora, so now the opposite. So Elamai, what are you going to say? Al-Kokham Nitaru is goofing. So Al-Kokham, from the fact that the Seva says even if one's a goat and one's a sheep, it's a problem. So now it's a raya that even because of Taru is goofing. So. The problem is because of Taruvah's Gufin that you're going to mix up this body with that body. Who does? I will Taruvah's Tamim, but it's Mashallah, had you not had a problem of Taruvah's Gufin, mitzad the fact that the Tam is intermingling, sure, it would be okay. Why? So now it's a Kasha Fakar, it's a Kasha on Rav, who says that even without Taruvah's Gufin, you have a problem of Recha. You cooked it with two pots. It's a Karm Pesach. It can't be cooked in a pot. It has to be roasted. It's like two pots. So the way Rashi explains, I mean, that it's far away from each other. So even Rav, who's choishes for Reicha, that's only if they're in close proximity to each other. But if they're far away from each other, it's Ke'en Shtei Kederis. So then, and Rashi says there's a mound of either coals or ash in between, there's something in between, so then even Rav agrees that there's no Reach transferring back and forth, therefore it's going to be okay. You can't roast two carbonas Pesach together because of taruvis? My taruvis? What's the taruvis? That's the issue over here. Taruvis tam. Because the reach is going to mix up the tam of one into the tam of the other. Vafilu ke'en shtekederis, and that's true. And even if you don't have that problem, because even if it's ke'en shtekederis, that they're apart and there's something in between, the lack of taruvis tam, that you don't have the consideration of tamim, nonetheless, also, it's still also mivishim taruvis gufim, because you still have the problem of taruvis gufim. And this second problem of taruvis gufim, not only is it a problem if it's a gedi and a gedi, or a tfla and a tfla, but even if it's a gedi and tfla, we still have the second consideration of taruvis gufim. Amar mermori ketanoi. This chash of reicha is a machlekes tanoi. Because it says, aroi de pascham, a person takes hot bread right out of the oven, v'nozal pi chavis shel yayin, and he puts it on a barrel of wine, shel truma, which is truma wine. Remeir aiser, because now it absorbed truma wine, so a non-kayin can't eat it. Rebu de matir, because he holds pashtis that you're not chayshir for reicha, therefore it's still mutter. Rebu yasi matir b'shel chitim, if it's wheat bread, it's mutter. V'asir b'shel shayrim, but if it's barley bread, it's asir b'shel shayrim shayavais, because the property of barley is such that it draws more than that of wheat. So my love tanoi isn't the machlokes over here. Machlokes tanoi. The mar sover reicha la milsehi. The one that says it's mutter is because he is not choishes for reicha. Umar sover reicha milsehi. And the one who says that it's also is because he is choishes for reicha. So says the Gemara. Little Levi, according to a Levi who's not choishes for reicha, vali tanoi. So he is forced to say it's machlokes tanoi because he has no way of explaining the shita that says it's mutter. So he has to say it's machlokes tanoi, and I hold like the shita that says it's also. The Rav name it Tanayi, but what about Rav? Rav, who's normally Choshev for Reicha, is he forced to say that he's only going like the Manam or Aser, or he has a way to explain even the Shita that says it's Mutter? So it says, well, I'm like Rav can tell you no. The Kuli Amar Reicha Musi. Everybody could agree with me that Reicha is normally a problem. However, over here, Rav Itmar Allah didn't we explain that he this Brisa, Amar Rav Barachan, Amar Ish Lokish, Vipascha Mo, Vichoves Psucha, if it would be hot bread, and an open barrel, they would call also, because then there's reicha and there's nothing stopping the reicha from coming. If that's the case, everybody would agree that it's also like me, because reicha milsehi. Vipasin then is the opposite. If it's cold bread, vichovis megufa, and it's a closed barrel of wine, they would call mutter, because if the bread is cold and the barrel's closed, there's nothing to make the reicha go from one to the other, from the wine to the bread. Loi nechlegu, where's the machlokes? When you have one thing l'toiv and one thing l'ra. Ela, b'pas chamo, it's either hot bread, v'chavis chasuma, but a closed barrel, or the opposite, pas nevenes, the bread already cooled down, v'chavis psucha, but the barrel is open, so there's nothing stopping the potency of the wine from coming out. So, over there you have one mile and one chasar, and that's where the machlokes is. That one man number says one is enough to make it be balei and to take the reyach and it's going to be also. The other one says until you have both things, it's going to still be mutter. But v'hanami ke paschal v'chavas psucha dami. But in my case, that you're roasting two pieces together, that's like hot bread and an open barrel. So over there, everybody agrees it's also like me. Tanu reb kana bereidu reb chinen osaba pasha fa'im tzli v'taner. If bread was baked together with roasting meat in an oven, also loichla b'kutcha, you can't eat it together with kutach because it's reicha. Hahi benisa, there was this fish, the atva behadi bisur, that was roasted in the same oven together with meat. Also Rava miparzikia lemeichla b'kutcha. Rava miparzikia said you can't eat this with kutach, with this dairy dip, because now it took in from the reicha of the meat, so it's now considered like basar. You can't eat it with chalav. Ma'bar mashia ma'afidu b'milcha nami asur. Forget about eating it with dairy. You can't eat this at all. You can't even eat this fish with salt. Mishum nekasha l'reicha v'dav racha, because we know that salt, the fish that absorbs from meat, is a sakana. It's a sakana to give a person a bad smell, a bad odor, and also dav racha for tzaras. So therefore, the fish can't be eaten whatsoever. Going back to the Karm Pesach, or to the side of Tumah Hutra
B'tzibur. Don't we hold not bar not, but did the Evan okay? like in the case we just, the two cases we just had, aren't they not bar not?
You want to say over here that these two cases are not bar not? Right, so not bar not, ayidei bishul is a big machlokes. Right, but
it's baked in the first case was, it was baked. So,
one second, what was the first case? The first case, the only the last case is not bar, only the... But over there it's not bar not the Yisura. The first case was you took a carbon Pesach and you roasted it with some other meat. Your kash is only on the last case where it's basar v'cholov. Not bar not is only by basar v'cholov. Because not bar not the Yisura doesn't help you.
No, we have pot, that. We want
to... So where's the two cases? Oh, you mean the pas and the fish?
Okay.
Oh yeah, I misunderstood. I thought you meant the previous case. Yeah, in these two cases, why is it not nap or not? So if you hold, okay, so if you hold like the Rishonim that nap or not, i.e. the bishul is not called nap or not, you're okay. That's why it's a problem. According to the Shittas, that nap or not is even i.e. the bishul. Okay, then I'm not sure. L'chaim, you're right. If even i.e. the bishul is nap or not, why is this not nap or not? Okay, I'm not sure. Okay, so anyway, so the Mishnah, going back to Tumot Tzibur. So Chamisha Dvarim, Boim Betumah. There's five things that the Tzibur can be makriv even though they're Tameh. The Ein Nechalim Betumah, nonetheless, they're not Nechal Betumah. We're makriv the carbon to be yaitz the carbon, but it can't be eaten. What are they? Ha'aymer, the Aymer which is brought on the 16th of Nisan. Shtei alachim which are brought on Shavuos, lachem aponim which is brought every Shabbos, zivre shamet tzibur which are brought on Shavuos together with the shtei alachim, usirah shechadoshim and the seirim of Rosh Chodesh that are brought every Rosh Chodesh. HaPesach sheba betumah, but there's a sixth one which is the Karban Pesach when it comes betumah. Nechal betumah, so then it can even be eaten betumah. Shalai ba mitchilas al achila, because the whole point of a karban pesach is the ikur is the achila. So over there, if the Torah said that you bring a karban pesach betumah, al kachach it meant to say that you bring it and you eat it, as opposed to the other karban sibur that the ikur is to be yaitze, and therefore maybe only the hakrava is daicha and not the achila. So the Gemara asks Chamisha lemutei mai. When we say five, what are we coming to exclude? Because, like we're going to see soon, it's not limited to five. There's Tamidim, there's Musaf, and there's other things as well. So, what are we coming to exclude over here? The Me'utei, Chagigas Chamisha Aser, to exclude, like we said earlier in last parak, the Chagiga of the 15th, that it's not Teicha Tuma. The Sakadait Chamina keeping the carbon Tzibur, since it's a carbon Tzibur, not that it's brought by the Tzibur, but since everybody brings it together, just like the carbon Pesach is brought by everybody together, so Kvil Emel, and it has a set time, so Tidchi, therefore I would think it should be Deicha Tuma, it should be able to be Deicha Tuma, we should say Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, Kamash Olan, that we don't say that. Why not? Kivan Islish Tashlumen Kol Shiva, since it has Tashlumen for 7 days, so it doesn't have to be dafke today, it could be brought tomorrow as well. Leidach Shabbos, it can't be Deicha Shabbos, because it could be brought tomorrow on Sunday. Umidin Shabbos Leidach, and since it's not Deicha Shabbos, Leidach Tumah, it's not Deicha Tumah, because Shabbos and Tumah are totally Zebazeh. Now, some Rishonim want to take out this last line, because the Gemara in the last parak didn't say the reason was because it doesn't have a Zman Gavua, because it could be brought tomorrow. The Gemara in the last parak brought a Drasha for it. So some Rishonim want to take out this last line and come and just all their gerus is kamash alone that it's not, and the reason is because it's not teicha Shabbos because of the gzeiros that cause it. And once it's not teicha Shabbos, it's not teicha Tumah.
What's the pasuk?
That's the pasuk that it should be teicha. The pasuk that says it's not teicha is by chagiga is because it says chagiga for 7 days and not for 8 days.
It's not a.
I mean, it's not.